This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A rocket attack on a football ground in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights killed 11 people, including children, on Saturday, Israeli authorities said, blaming Hezbollah and vowing to respond against the Iran-backed Lebanese group. Reuters' Emma Yell reports.
It was the deadliest strike in Israel or Israeli-annexed territory since the start of the conflict in Gaza.
This evening,
Israeli authorities blamed the Iran-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah, vowing a response. The Israeli ambulance service said around a dozen more people were wounded in the blast. Hezbollah denied any responsibility for the strike in a statement. The group had earlier announced several rocket attacks targeting Israeli military positions in other locations from Lebanon.
Reuters' Emma Yell. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Sunday he does not want to see an escalation of conflict.
Let me say that we are deeply saddened by the loss of life that we saw. There is no justification for terrorism, period.
France condemned the rocket attack and called on all parties to exercise restraint. Lawmakers from at least six countries say Chinese diplomats are pressuring them not to attend an annual China-focused summit in Taiwan. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Politicians in Bolivia, Colombia, Slovakia, North Macedonia, Bosnia, and one other Asian country that declined to be named told the Associated Press they are getting texts, calls, and urgent requests for meetings that would conflict with their plans to attend the Interparliamentary Alliance Conference and what they describe as efforts to isolate the self-governed island. The IPEC, a group of hundreds of lawmakers from 35 countries concerned about how democracies approach Beijing, is set to start the summit on Monday and has long faced pressure from the Chinese government. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. United States Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign has raised $200 million since she emerged as the likely Democratic presidential nominee last week. The campaign announced the fundraising total on Sunday for Harris, saying about 66% of the donations came from first-time contributors in the 2024 election cycle. In an interview with Agence France-Presse in Paris, U.S. Olympic icon Allison Felix says she believes Harris winning would be a monumental moment for the country.
That would be monumental. I mean, speaking as a mother, you know, to a little black girl, I want her to see something like that, that there's no limitations to what she can do.
Over 170,000 volunteers have also signed up to help the Harris campaign with phone banking, canvassing, and other get-out-the-vote efforts. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro apologized on Saturday for vetoing the group of former presidents, congressmen, and former parliamentarians who were prevented from entering the country to observe Sunday's presidential elections after being invited by the opposition. He said, "Many people were upset in those countries. I apologize. Because in Spain, Mexico, and Panama, they were upset with Venezuela because we returned those people home." Western officials called for a fair election between Maduro and rival Edmundo González after the incumbent's threat of a, quote, bloodbath, unquote, if he loses, which polls suggest is likely. Firefighters were struggling to fight the rapidly growing park fire in Northern California on Saturday after the blaze more than doubled in size in a 24-hour span. Reuters' Diane Toe reports.
The park fire had scorched more than 350,000 acres, about 90 miles north of state capital Sacramento, as of Saturday evening, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. More than 130 structures have been destroyed, with evacuation orders and warnings issued for communities in several counties. It was only 10% contained so far, authorities said, but cooler temperatures and more humid air were expected in the region, potentially helping efforts to slow the spread of the fire.
Reuters' Diane Toe. Chinese state media said 12 people were killed after a mudslide hit a homestay house in a mountainous tourist area as heavy rains drenched southeastern China. Six injured people were rescued after the Sunday morning mudslide. A 2024 Olympics pre-race triathlon event planned for Paris's Seine River was canceled as concerns persist over water quality. Organizers say they nixed the swimming leg of the triathlon, scheduled for Sunday after a meeting. I'm Christina Menenti.